Welcome to the instant match reaction. Everton 0, Sheffield United 2. I can't even believe I'm actually reading out or you know, actually saying that. Everton 0, Sheffield United 2. We're live as always from the Hot Walk. And with a limited audience or limited amount of people here. I've got my dad who doesn't want to speak. Kev, who I'm going to force to speak in a moment. But I'm not going to say I'm speechless. I've got a lot of things I want to say. But a lot of those things are driven by pure emotion and nothing else, which is right when you've just been beat by what should be relegation fodder and a team that we should be dispatching of very comfortably. I don't know. What are your thoughts, Kev?
I just can't believe we got beat by Sheffield United. I'm looking forward to today so much. I thought we'd make amends for last week. All the things we did wrong last week, I thought, well, they'll make amends for it. And they haven't. Same similar kind of thing. We just don't create anything, do we? Very limited. The 1-2s, the things that we tried to do just didn't come off again and again and again. And I'm so disappointed with that. That's why I said I don't want to even talk on this today, because Everton, they just let you down again and again and again. God, it's hard to be an Evertonian.
I mean, it's not the time for analysis, and the instant match reaction shouldn't be about that. And I know that any Evertonian who's listening to this now, whether it's still Saturday night for you or it's Sunday morning, you're still thinking, how did that happen? And for me, like, you know, you look at it before the goal, and we created a few chances. We got him behind him a few times down the sides. There's been a chance from Richarlison with a header that he's missed. Well, he's kind of headed on target. And apart from that, we haven't really, you know, created a chance and really made their keeper work. And that's the most worrying thing. But if I'm going to focus on what is blatantly obvious now because of all the stats that are coming out and getting thrown in our face now, it's 21 times that Marco Silva's Everton team have been behind, and 21 times we've failed to come back and get 3 points. 17 defeats, 4 draws. And now I'm thinking about that stat and reflecting on the change in the mentality of the players and the way we played after we went one behind. The players look like they just sunk into the shirt, didn't they? Think about the likes of Michael Keane, who, you know, on the ball isn't great anyway, but the amount of times where he thought, I don't want to pass forward here, I'm just going to go back. And the crowd don't help at times, but I'm one of those spectators as well. And I felt that feeling of we just never looked like we were ever going to get back into that game at 1-0. Kev?
No, I couldn't see us scoring. A goal behind, and it's the same old all the time. Like you said before, when we go a goal behind, you just can't see us getting back into the game. And it was the same today. So disappointed.
Do you blame the manager for that? I mean, it's easy, and we're all going to blame the manager. And look, I'm not here to defend Silver at this point. I'm not here to defend anyone at this moment in time who was part of Everton's match day set up today, because I think there's a lot of things that were done wrong. The one thing I can say, and I obviously sit next to you in the match, Kevin, he made them changes at 1-0, where he eventually took Coleman off for Walcott, and he's brought Iwobi on, he's brought Tosin on, who we haven't seen for quite some time. Does it look desperate to you now you're looking back?
Well, we said, didn't we, at the time when he made all those changes, this could either work for us or it's going to backfire on Silva, and it backfired, didn't it, big time? Because we didn't look any better, even though we had all those attacking players, with Tosin being brought on and Walcott. For me, Walcott could just do one. He just doesn't bring anything to the team whatsoever. And Iwobi, where was he playing? He was playing centre mid at one point, wasn't it? Well, actually, he was playing centre mid all the time he came on. But it didn't change anything, did it? We didn't look any better. But we went 3 at the back. But it's easy to say now, but with hindsight, but I would have liked Bernard to have stayed on. But I can see why he's been brought off, because he just doesn't score enough goals. But what he does do is he links up with Digne, and we get in those situations where we can create those little 1-2s and get in behind them. But how many times did Digne get in behind their centre-backs? He just didn't, did he? Everyone was so poor today. Silva has got probably till the Burnley game, and he's gone for me. He's gone.
I mean, one thing you can't defend, and I can't defend, and I couldn't defend it from kickoff. Why are you playing two defensive midfielders against Sheffield United at home? One of which, by the way, Schneiderlin. I actually am offending defensive midfielders by calling him a defensive midfielder, because he shouldn't even have a name. He shouldn't even have his position or the position he's meant to play. I don't even know what he is, Schneiderlin, because he's a lazy, arrogant, useless piece of... you know, it's a family show here, so I'm not going to swear on it, but he... But I don't know what he brings, and to play him alongside Delph today, that's criminal from the start.
Yeah, Schneiderlin, he's so poor with his... He's so slow. He gets the ball, and he just slows the whole game down, and he doesn't bring anything to this Everton team. Why didn't he play Tom Davies today? Everyone's been crying out for Tom Davies. Come in. You've got Delph, who can do all the donkey work and all the hard graft. Schneiderlin, he just gets the... If he's lucky to get the ball... He'll get it from a simple pass. He won't win you the ball. How many balls did he win today? How many tackles did he put in? I can't remember any. Can you?
No.
So Tom Davies should definitely... Why is he not getting a game? And at least he's an Evertonian, you know what I mean? Schneiderlin, for me, he's just picking up his wages. Just get rid. Two defensive midfielders. Is against Sheffield United. Can't understand it if we were playing Man City today. He should not be playing two defensive midfielders. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
I think if we're going to go down the line of going through every single player, we'd be here till all hours in the morning, and you know, we'd depress ourselves. I don't think we need to tell anyone how bad a lot of our attacking players were today, and so I just think, for me, he's been the... He's almost summed up the whole the negativity. I think in the away games, he's played in both those games, at Villa away and Bournemouth away. He's played today, Schneiderlin. He's almost a common thread of that. That sums up that type of team. You know, in those three games, today, Villa, Bournemouth, we haven't scored a goal. And I'm not saying that's because of Schneiderlin, but his presence in that team doesn't help one iota. And you know, if Silva has to fall on his sword, and his sword, you know, is Schneiderlin, then I'm happy for him to do so, because he doesn't belong at Everton if he's going to persist with the likes of Schneiderlin. I'm sorry about that. But look, it's a very raw one for all of us. I know we're all disappointed. Tuesday night at Sheffield United, Sheffield Wednesday holds massive. It's a massive game for not only Silva but Everton. It's a season, this season, that we've said we need to win a trophy. We need, whether it's the League Cup or the FA Cup. Do you think this is his last bite it? I know you said Burnley. We lose at Sheffield Wednesday. Is that it for Silva?
Definitely, without his house. But it's like Everton now to go and beat Sheffield Wednesday and then probably go and beat Man City. You know what I mean? And then we'll lose against Burnley. It's just Everton for you, isn't it? But just going back to today's game, who would you say, and this is hard, this one, but who was Everton's best player today? I think we all know who Everton's worst player was, but who was Everton's best player? It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think Bernard had a good first half. And Schneiderlin was definitely Everton's worst player, but there were so many poor performances today.
I don't think I've seen Lucas Digne have as bad a game as that, honestly. His wastefulness, you know, his lack of... didn't seem to want the ball. Yeah, he didn't seem to have that same level of energy. I wouldn't say he was our worst player by any stretch. I don't know. I'm really struggling to pick out a positive performance there. I mean, I think Keane, Moise Keane, I mean, not Michael Keane, I wouldn't say he was our best player, but he kind of got dragged down by the performance, which is what you'd expect from a 19-year-old. I don't know. I honestly can't think. He desperately needs a goal. Desperately needs a goal. Look, I think we'll end it there, because we're just clutching here. We're clutching at any positivity. As I say, we can't even pick out a positive performance. So, hopefully by the time you tune into our show, which will actually be Sunday night, if you're blue, hopefully that'll be after Liverpool have been beat at Chelsea, which will give us a little bit of optimism on the blue side. But apart from that, thanks for listening. And yeah, if you've got any views on what we said, then please give us a message. And hopefully you listen to the show on Sunday. Cheers.